Back once again with another episode of Puff and Vern. Before we get into it, I know Puff is very disappointed. Raptors lost again, so before we do
I'm happy now. Tech loss.
You know what I mean?
Tech more loss.
Let's
Tech loss.
Like the video. Subscribe. Turn on your notifications so you know when we drop. Yo, Puff, run the show.
No, and one more thing.
Yeah.
Raptors. Tech loss.
Keep losing. Back once again. Once again.
Vermin drinking that white.
Number one pick. Go Raptors. And we're back once again with another episode of Puff and Vern. Don't forget to like, subscribe, turn on your notifications so you know when we drop. Yo, Puff, we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
All-Star Weekend. Pascal's return.
And Vern's been drinking the yak.
And I got the white sissy.
Vern is feeling nice, trust me.
Yeah.
So we're back. It's All-Star Weekend. We always remember the All-Star Weekend that was in Toronto that none of us got to go to because it was too damn cold outside. We couldn't take that cold, but it was exciting. I even rewatched the dunk-off.
Best
which was
one ever.
Crazy.
Best dunk again off.
In Toronto. It was exciting. So
that's the best dunk off in NBA.
I'm not usually
All-Star
super
history.
Excited for All-Star Weekend, but hey, you get to see the stars play.
You know
hey.
What? I'm a sucker for All-Star Weekend.
I prefer the playoffs. But hey.
I can't lie. It's a break. And every year I say I bun dunk the slam dunk contest, but I always want to watch it so then I could bun it down again when
Man,
it's salt.
It's getting real bun down because it's like not even the NBA players, they don't want to go in.
Oh my.
And it's not even them
you
winning.
You know what? I have to give respect to Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, for going in it. I was surprised to see his name.
For going in it because top players of his caliber do not. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they're scared to lose, like, because he's not going to do nothing to your reputation if you
lose. I think they are scared to lose, but Vern, I forgot my drink, so go on.
But Mike lost. Dominique lost. Dr. J must have lost. And it didn't do nothing to their reputation. He didn't do anything to that. So I don't know what these guys are scared of.
Well, you know who didn't lose?
Yeah.
LeBron James!
Because he never entered.
That's exactly why.
But that if you lose the dunk off, what it doesn't do nothing to you.
It doesn't do nothing. But you know
what I'm saying? But I guess
on the other end now is like, what does it get you? What's the benefit of winning the dunk off?
Yo, it's the prestige, bro.
What kind of prestige the dunk off? You know what that man really want? They want a championship ring. They want to play in the All-Star game. They don't want to win a dunk-off.
How much man in the dunk-off win championship?
Not who, like, what do you mean? The people that are in there now or people
even
are...
Even before, because
you
like, you know what I mean? Those men want to win championship.
True, say, a lot of players are like unknown. It's to make a name for yourself.
And that's what it's for.
But Jaylen already has a name. Like,
no,
you
but
guys are, you're calling out the man to already have their name.
No, but what he's trying to do now is bring back relevancy. Because
yeah, I understand that.
Remember, dunk-off used to be the
prize. All I'm trying to say is, what is the benefit from a player, if you're in the league, to go in the dunk-off? If you're already established, you're already an all-star, what is the benefit of you going in?
If you're already established, no, it doesn't make any
sense
for you.
But the dunk-off is supposed to be for them, like, first and second-year players, maybe third-year players, to make a name for themselves, to be on the spotlight.
But at what point did they stop doing it?
I don't know, you know, but...
Because if LeBron did it his first year that he came in, everyone would be like, all right, LeBron.
But the thing is, you have to understand, LeBron doesn't need to do it. LeBron had a name before he even came in the league.
Mike didn't need to do it.
He didn't. Honestly, he didn't.
Dominique didn't need to do it.
Dominique was a human highlight reel. People kind of expected them to do it.
But it's
and
not,
then again, them man weren't getting paid like they're getting paid now.
It's the age-old debate, though. We could go on and on
it's
about
true.
This age-old debate.
That, but I always try to argue the other side.
It's true.
They should go. They're exciting. Zion, them man jump high. They should do it. But it's like, what do I get for me going to dunk?
It's not even like what you get is what you're giving back to the fans.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
The fans are the one that's investing in this. So we're looking forward to see our best players.
That's a very good point.
Entertain. You know what I mean? But I see both sides. You know what I'm saying? But...
Anyways,
as a fan, I would love to see those
guys. The stars aren't going anymore. It's going to be a G League dunk off. It is sad.
It's sad.
But again, it's interesting. The 3-point shootout usually is more exciting than the dunk off now, which was now not the case.
It's flipped. Exactly. Yeah. Now it's the dunk off.
It's interesting. Things change. Things change. Who knows? There might be another high flyer that comes in.
Exactly. But we'll see, man. I'm excited to see what this year has to offer.
Inspector Gadget, VW, Victor Wembanyama might really dunk from the free throw line. He's so long.
Nah, for him to win, he has to dunk from the 3-point line.
I know. From the ruffles line.
We're going too much off tangent. Yo, before we talk about the All-Star weekend and, our predictions and what we think is going to happen.
Let's talk about the Craptors. I said it. The Craptors.
I can't believe you went there.
I didn't have to go there. The Raptors brought me there.
You know what? Let me light my spliff as you cook.
Anyways, Raptors, I see what's going on. I can't say, no, don't tank and get the number. But it's just hard to see. We do see some highlight, but it's like we need to win. Like we came from championship level. We can't drop to the pits. We're not like Cleveland and LeBron leave, and all of a sudden we end up in last place again. Come on now.
That's true.
Come on now. But we have a so-called all-star, Scottie Barnes. I know he's not ready to hold the team yet. I can see he has some faults in his game. When people focus on him, he can't really, function. But then it might be on the coach too.
But at that point, you said it right. When people start focus on him, where's his riding partners? RJ, quickly.
Them not there yet.
I need you to support the man.
Them not there yet.
I need my dogs with me.
Them not there.
I need my partner with me.
Anyways, it's just maybe it's a chemistry that needs to build, or maybe they need the number one pick. Maybe I don't know.
But they say this draft. They always say this drafts are weak. They say this draft is supposed to be weak. So
you can't watch any of that because when people are like Jokic getting picked in the second round,
Taco Bell commercial,
and all these other people are like, there's a whole bunch of stars getting picked in the second round. So look at Jalen Brunson, second round, he's all star. So you say it's weak.
What I'm
but
getting
you never
from,
know.
What I'm getting from that Puff is Raptors stay the course, keep taking box off.
May have to take box up next year too. I have to get used to it.
Of course.
So I'm gonna be happy when I see another loss.
Remember,
pretend I'm sad when I see a win.
It's a 2-year window, hard. And then after the 2 years, when we get what we need, we're good to go.
Oh man! At least there's other things that are exciting.
It was a rough loss on Pascal's return. I love what I saw though. Raptor fans, one organization. When you are one of us, when you're part of the family. You don't punk us off.
Of the family.
Yeah, you do it the right way. You don't punk us off. A lot of players like to take shots at Toronto. Don't punk us off. You get what you deserve.
I've never seen so many 43s or jerseys in the stadium at once. It is nice. It's nice to see that. And I think they're going to be seeing that many other times you come to the city.
Many other times.
I like that. Big up Toronto.
I have a
big
picture of that. I have a picture of that. Like everyone in the Toronto stands and they all have 43.
I like that.
I love that.
It's because it's his letter. He's like, he wants to be able to see his 43 in the stands. It went off. I hope that every time he comes, they see 43.
Yo, listen. I'm going to take a little shout out to y'all, to my niece, Mia Buckets. She gets to go to Indiana versus Dallas. And I told her to bring a Pascal 43 Toronto jersey.
Big.
And make him sign
big.
It. It was a bittersweet loss. You know what I mean? Pascal's back home. I want to see Toronto win all those games.
But yeah.
Again, I want to see us top 5 pick.
Yeah.
At least top 5.
Toronto looking like they're going for top 2.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's hard to catch Detroit. It's going
to
be hard.
It's hard to catch Detroit.
Maybe that's why they lost to Detroit, Maybe they wanted an opportunity to catch them. They had to get them to win.
I never thought about that.
I'm thinking about that now.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Out of all the losses the Toronto Raptors took, that one is the worst. Because I called that from a week and a half. I saw Detroit losing all these games. Can't win. I was like, when are they playing the Raptors? I was like, oh my God. It looked like the Raptors is going to be the one. And what happened?
They made the
trade on the day. Didn't even have their whole squad on purpose to lose that one. I saw what Masai is doing, He made the trade the morning. So he didn't have players.
So you're saying?
I see what I see.
You're saying?
I see Masai.
Giants of Africa, influenced by Masai. This tanking
is the only Giants thing like that? Yeah, it must be the only Giants thing like that.
So you're saying this tanking is now influenced by Masai?
Must Masai, because Masai sat down too long. lost some assets, realized he has to make some serious moves.
And
but
now he's back in
game. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Yo, you know what? I'll take from that before we move on to the Salt team. You know what I'm talking about. We're going to spin the soap opera for them. You know what I mean? So you're saying Masai needed this to get refocused, re-energized, and now he's back on script.
No, we really
script.
Need to look at, when is Masai's contract up? That's what we need, because you know when, man, some people contract up, they play the best ball, and do like they're ready for the next one. They have a size up for the next one.
You're saying Masai is GMing because his contract is coming up.
Well, he has a GM. Well, at least or no, put not, the not finger GMing. On the GM. Presidenting.
He's presidenting.
Presidenting.
Because they realize, yo, I want that next contract. I don't want to go anywhere
Remember,
else.
Remember, they didn't want to give him this contract, you know.
Exactly.
Which is surprising after he brought the chip.
And then he look around the league and it's like, I don't want to be anywhere else.
Yeah.
So I got to start GMing it. Sorry.
But anyways,
presidenting again.
And make sure we have something that people could cheer for. But
so after the Fred VanVleet, he woke up and said, Man,
he really fell asleep
I
on
let
Fred
VanVleet. Fred go for nothing.
For nothing.
So now he's working again.
Nothing.
And he's sending the energy to Bobby Webster. I believe that. But yeah, that's a wrap on the Raptors Rewind.
No, that's the crap on the Craptors Rewind.
Craptors Craptine?
Nah, no, I couldn't go with something. Yeah, I said Craptors.
I was trying to book
something.
Craptors with the Rewind and the crap time, but that didn't work. Yo, so now as we transition out of the Raptors review.
We move right into another episode as the world turns. We have a new soap opera series that has started, that has been going on.
We won't even say around
from the summertime.
It's not even Ben and the Restless. It's not even Ben and the Restless. It's Milwaukee Turns?
No, we have to come up with a name.
We got to come up with a name.
As the Bucks. Buck.
As the Bucks falter.
As the Bucks falter. Yeah. So I'm going to give you a little recap. You know what? At the beginning of the soap opera, we have a kid missed the first few episodes. We're going to give you a quick recap. We're going to talk about what's going on in the next episode. Okay. So in the summertime, the Milwaukee Bucks, they didn't do so well. They got knocked out first round. They said, we got to make a shakeup. They fired their coach, Budenholzer.
You're out of here.
They made a major trade. They got rid of Jrue Holiday, their all-star point guard, brought in Dame Dollar from Portland. Wow. Dame actually left Portland to go to Milwaukee.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, Milwaukee's going to win the championship this
dun,
year.
Dun, dun.
They got a coach. They got the assistant coach from Toronto since he was ousted in Toronto. Nick Nurse is now in Philly. They got Adrian Griffin.
Yes.
Yes. The first half of the season is going well. They're in second place. Oh, but hey, what's going on with their defense? I don't know. Smart. Maybe because they traded away the best point guard, one of the best guards in the league. Maybe that could be it.
Or maybe they don't want to adjust to the new system.
I don't know what it is. Or maybe the coach asked Giannis, hey, get rid of your brother because we need that spot on the roster.
Oh,
Giannis said, I am not taking none of that. Then all of a sudden, Adrian Griffith was out.
Ooh.
Even though the Milwaukee Bucks have the second best record in the league, in the East.
You don't
That's
say.
That's amazing. They bring in one of the greatest coaches to ever lose, called Doc Rivers, to replace Adrian Griffith.
Yo, that's
now
wild.
The greatest coach to ever lose coaches two games, maybe three, and he's the all-star coaching the Eastern Conference because they have the
By
second
default.
Best record, and they can't. And because Boston had the best record last year, their coach can't coach. Was the second. But now he's coaching in the All-Star game. There's some real. This is where we are right now. All-Star weekend.
Yo, I got things I go on.
Interesting. So you missed a lot, but we brought you back up. Now, what do you think about this? You are a first-year coach on a championship striving team. You have them in second place. You get fired. I don't know why. It's going to come out. Eventually, you know it's going to come out. And then now you're sitting here. You get a new coach. So the most losingest coach in the world.
Hold on.
You have a 3-7 record since then.
Rewind it before you. Right? It's you get fired. But then you know who they hired? The consultant. Because he was consulting.
Oh, I forget.
You, as the new coach.
Maybe they consulted Doc if they should fire Adrian.
Oh, Bomba Cloud.
I'm bringing that in. I don't even know what happened. But
it's true.
But anyway, but he is a consultant now. And the thing is, Doc Rivers got fired last year.
Of course.
Because their team couldn't do nothing.
But then he saw an opportunity. Once Adrian Griffin went to Doc and be like, Doc, I need you to be my consultant. Doc's look at the team and be like, yeah, I want to coach this team. And in the background, Doc was actually plotting on his demise.
And I even forgot one poor part, one of the most important parts from the whole drama.
Yeah.
Was it last night or the night before? Yeah. Milwaukee Bucks got
last night
dusted by Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, don't even touch that. He's been there for 9 games now, right?
No, 10. 7-3.
Now it's
3
10.
And 7. 3 wins, 7 losses.
I thought before last night, he was there for 9 games. Now he's there for 10 games, and he's 3-7. Milwaukee's now third place.
They used to be in second place.
Milwaukee, as my boy Puff says, you got the worst coach.
The most losingest.
Losingest. In NBA history. And now you're free falling.
Yo, let me tell them. Okay, so they lost to Memphis. Hold on, doesn't have.
You want to start with all the losses?
We can't go. It's too long.
Start with a dance.
No, it's too long. You guys gotta do a little more research. Yeah. That was a quick recap. We can't tell you everything. You have to go back and look yourself. Watch the other episodes. Anyway.
Want you.
So 2 nights ago, last night. They played Memphis. Memphis is like a shell of a team. They don't have half of their starters.
They don't have
Ja Morant, which is one of the baddest players
Marcus
in the league.
Marcus
Smart. They don't have Jaren Jackson Jr., which these are like their core.
They don't have Clark, benchman,
Clark. They just traded Steven Adams been mashing, but they basically have a shell of their team. They're playing the second unit or G League players. How did Milwaukee lose? You guys are trying to get championship. And you'll lose to them. I could understand. This is the day before the All-Star. Maybe they were checked out.
Doc, how dare you call
out
the players?
Doc goes on record saying some of the players were in Cabo. I thought they only go to Cancun. Maybe Cabo is more expensive. That's what the higher. But anyway,
I guess they go to Cabo with the All-Star break.
They basically said some of their players are on vacation already.
Doc, you're on vacation. Your coaching record is on vacation.
Yes. Honestly, as Doc, as a coach, he needs to stop calling out his players. Because remember that whole thing happened with Ben Simmons in Philly? It all started because Doc couldn't step up for his player. You can't put the player out there.
Can't do it. No matter how much you want to do it,
Say it's me. Say it's, I should have did something different. Why are you, I can't tell the man what he's, if he can win.
How about you
win
make better calls? Oh, how about boy. You make better plays?
Yo, we're only 10 games in, you know. I don't even know if... Yo.
How about you adjust better?
10 games in. Milwaukee's paying 3 coaches right now. I have a feeling by next year, they'll be paying 4.
You know what they're going to give him, though? You know what they're going to give him? Well, you know, he took over the mid-season, so you got to give him that break. No! Milwaukee has regressed. Milwaukee only had a problem with their defense because you traded Jrue Holiday.
Yes.
If you had kept
Jrue... And it is showing you Dame is not the defender as Jrue.
Listen, Puff, this is what I think. If you had... Yes, I like Dame. I'm not disrespecting Dame. But if you had kept the same team with Jrue Holiday, bringing Adrian Griffin, you would be fine.
Yeah, I think they would have been.
The defense that Adrian Griffin is trying to run.
They would have been.
His offense obviously was way better because they're averaging 125 points a game. Their defense was the problem. If you had Jrue Holiday, you wouldn't have this problem.
It's true. It's true.
But even if you have Dame, you could always hide Dame if the players will buy in. Giannis, I have to blame you, Giannis. You are the leader. You're supposed to show everybody, say, you know what? Let me listen to this guy. And make him show me that you're
I
soft.
Think it was through Giannis.
Let him show you.
You could see sometimes that Giannis was like, yo, who is this guy?
I'm going to give you, I'm going to play, I'm going to listen to you. You're going to coach me and I'm going to give it to you. Until you show me. Until you show me, you can't coach.
It's been
coach.
A long time since road trip.
Until you show me, you can't coach.
But it's going to be interesting to watch this. I kind of watch it.
I want to see this.
There's some drama, something going on in Milwaukee.
You have to win.
And it's going to be interesting to see.
They have to win.
They're not winning.
They have to win.
But remember why they, I think the reason why they traded Drew Holiday, because remember when Butler was just beating him in that series when they couldn't beat Miami last year? Butler was just backing him down and just dealing with him.
Before we touching it too long before we get to the rest of these, you know what I mean? All-Stars in the building.
We're talking about All-Star, but that's next episode. Yeah.
But before, listen, this man needs to switch his offense. It needs to run through Dame. Something, you have to utilize Dame. Dame is suffering right now.
You know what Dame would do really well in a Golden State kind of offense?
Oh my goodness, bro.
Dame, that's what Dame needs. That open and flowing and cutting, that's what Dame needs.
But they could have it in Milwaukee. You don't have to run sets for Giannis. Giannis, right. You get it in the fast break. Giannis, we don't have to call plays for you. Yep. But run everything through Dame. Dame has to be, that has to be it.
Anyways, we're going to keep an eye on this. We're going to see what's going on. I think that's the end of our episode.
Milwaukee, the drama.
I
want to
go enjoy.
Stop.
We're about to watch some All-Star. Milwaukee, we might have another episode for you about the All-Star, but we'll see. We'll see.
You know
we'll
I mean, see. I'm excited to see a lot of things. You know what I mean? I'll give the W a shout. I want to see, you know what I mean? Sabrina.
The W.
Yeah,
WNBA. Oh, WNBA. I thought the W, like the hotel, the W.
Nah, not the W hotel. Okay. The WNBA. You know what I mean? I want to see the Steph Curry and the Sabrina Inescu 3-point shooting contest. We'll see how that is. You know what I mean? We'll see. Everything I'm looking forward. Celebrity Games, Kai Cenat. I want to see how that man do. You know what I mean? Little streamer follow. Yeah, he's good youth.
Garbage.
But yep.
All right, till next time.
Another episode.
Peace.
Yo, do what it do.
Do what it
don't
do.
Forget to
once again
like, subscribe, back, turn on your notifications so you know when we drop. Let's pop from Vern. Raptors,
once again,
don't fix up. Don't fix up. Keep losing.
Number one pick.
Keep losing. Till next time. Peace.